While Puerto Rico struggles to get back on its feet, many Puerto Ricans are just leaving, at least for the time being. They're the latest in a growing number of people around the globe, displaced by extreme weather events and rising seas, all linked to climate change. For the most part, these are difficult stories of lost homes and livelihoods, even whole communities. But once in a while, you find a different kind of story. Here's more from Tipa Fernandez in Guatemala.
It's the annual Festival of St. John in the tiny town of San Juan La Laguna on the shore of Guatemala's Lake Atitlan. The festivities are in full swing and everyone, it seems, is celebrating.
La fiesta va a continuar.
Well, except for one group of families. Just outside of town, there's a cluster of cinder block structures with broken windows and overgrown vegetation. I've been told this is where the newly arrived families live.
Por el trabajo que venimos.
We came for the jobs, says Miguel Polsui. He's 36, and he moved here last year from his ancestral home of Santa Lucia with his wife, seven children, and one grandchild. They live in tight quarters here, 10 people in two rooms, but at least there's work.
Antes, allá lo hacemos nosotros.
Before, where we lived, we could work and support our families, Polsui says, but then the harvest turned bad. The farm owners couldn't grow coffee anymore and they started selling their land. So we had no jobs, so we had to leave. That's an increasingly common experience here in Guatemala, in a trend that the country's experts on migration and the environment say may be linked to climate change. Unusual rains in some parts of the country the last few years have made it impossible to grow crops. Farms have become unproductive and owners have had to close them down. Polsui has always worked in agriculture. So did his father. But when the weather began changing significantly, he suddenly couldn't feed his family. When it rains a lot, all the crops are affected, he says. We can't harvest or pick anything. Polsui left home, desperate to find work. He'd heard about San Juan La Laguna as a place where farming was better. After trying it out solo for a while, he brought his family to live here with him. The harvest is good here, thanks to God, Polsui says, and here we can work and earn well. And there's a twist he's especially happy about. People here are not using fertilizers, Polsui says. It's all organic farming. One of the places he's worked since moving is this farm in San Juan La Laguna. There are carrots, tomatoes, cilantro, and other daily staples all thriving here. The farm also grows medicinal plants that many of the indigenous residents of this town rely on. And there's another reason migrants like Polsui are drawn to this place. Unlike many landowners, the owner of this farm doesn't hire workers when things are good and then lay them off when the harvests are bad. The farm also gives locals a small plot of land to grow their own crops in organically composted soil. My grandfather taught my father, and then my father taught me, says Juan Ushpan, a 49-year-old widower who's spreading some of that compost on his lettuces. Ushpan says the weather has changed here too, and farmers have been losing some crops, but the farm is surviving. He can even sell some produce in the market. From this work, I support my family, Ushpan says. I buy food, I even put all my children through college. At Miguel Polsui's cramped house, his young sons are swinging vigorously on a hammock, and the 10-year-old is eager to talk about what his siblings are up to. One younger brother loves to hug, the baby wants to bite everything, and his elder sister sews, he tells me. It's damp and run down, but Polsui says it's better than where they were. The family is now making ends meet. Something it hasn't been able to do in years, he says. I'm happy, he says. He's been spreading the word to his friends back home that there's opportunity here in San Juan. And they're coming, he says, with a big smile. For the world, Tipa Fernandez, San Juan La Laguna, Guatemala.
Tipa's story was supported by the International Women's Media Foundation.